Welcome. Welcome to the deep dive. Really glad you could join us.
Good to be here.
So today we're kind of taking a shortcut, aiming to get you really well informed about, well, a pretty major decision, especially if you're thinking about the real estate market. Our material is from excerpts from Skipping a Buyer's Agent, Benefits and Risks. And our mission today, it's really to pull out the core ideas, the specifics from these sources. We're focusing, squarely on the actual pros and cons, the benefits and the risks of skipping a buyer's agent when you're buying a home.
Yeah, we want you to walk away feeling like you've got a solid grasp of the practical side of this choice.
Exactly, practical implications.
This idea of benefits versus risks, it applies to almost any big decision, doesn't it? But this source really digs into the details of how that works in a real estate deal.
It does.
So yeah, our goal is that clear overview, so you feel genuinely informed about what this decision actually involves, not just the headlines.
Okay, so let's get into it. Let's unpack this. The source, right away, it dives into what it sees as the number one benefit for a buyer going solo,
Which is
potential financial savings, big ones.
right, the commission.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It highlights potentially saving that buyer's agent commission, which, historically, often around 2, maybe 3% of the purchase price.
And traditionally, the seller pays that.
Right.
So we're talking potentially tens of thousands of dollars. That's definitely eye-catching.
It really is. And if you connect that dot, well, that commission saving, that's usually the biggest single reason people even think about doing this.
Makes sense.
The source is pretty clear. If you can negotiate that part directly, maybe get the seller to lower the price because they aren't paying it, well, that's money straight into your pocket. Very tangible.
So, okay, what does this imply for the buyer who's maybe feeling ambitious?
Well,
It seems the source is making a case for direct negotiation, not just saving the commission, but maybe having more direct, more transparent communication.
especially if the seller also doesn't have an agent, it suggests it could streamline things, make you feel more in control as a conversation.
And that feeling of control is interesting, isn't it? The source does touch on that some buyers just prefer feeling like they're completely driving the bus, shaping the offer, the terms directly. But what's fascinating, and where the source quickly pivots, is how it contrasts that perceived control with the actual challenges that can pop up pretty fast.
Yeah, this is where it gets really interesting for me because it doesn't just leave it at the benefits. It turns right around and hits the significant risks.
Doesn't shy away from him.
And the very first one it flags, lack of expert market knowledge, critically important.
Exactly. Crucial. Without an agent, how do you really know if you're paying a fair price or asking for one?
Good question.
The source really emphasizes this. An agent brings, well, deep data, historical sales, current trends, what similar properties actually sold for comps. That stuff is often hard for an individual buyer to get or, interpret accurately.
So the risk is.
You could overpay significantly, or maybe you miss a great deal because you just don't recognize the value compared to the rest of the market. We're not talking small change here. It could easily be tens of thousands lost, one way or the other.
Okay, so lack of market insight is risk number one. What's another major pitfall the source warns about?
It really gets into the complexity of the negotiation itself.
Right. It's not just the price.
Not at all. Think about all the other terms: contingencies, financing, inspection, repairs, who pays for what, closing costs, even the possession date. So many moving parts.
And the source highlights that an experienced seller's agent, they might, well, leverage a buyer's lack of experience to their own client's advantage, obviously.
That's a huge point. A seasoned agent, they understand the negotiation tactics, sure, but also the legal side, the contract nuances.
Which can be dense.
Incredibly dense. The source points out, look, without your own expert agent, you might accidentally agree to terms that aren't great for you. You could miss critical deadlines in the contract, overlook clauses that leave you vulnerable.
Vulnerable how?
Financially vulnerable, sure, but also potential legal issues down the road. Or just the deal completely falling apart right before closing because some detail was missed. It happens.
So it's kind of a reminder, isn't it? Even if a path looks like it offers, immediate cash savings,
Right.
there are almost always these like hidden risks under the surface.
Definitely.
The material makes it clear. Skipping an agent isn't just about saving money, it's about taking on a whole lot of responsibility. Legal responsibility, transactional work.
And the time. The sheer time commitment for research, paperwork, scheduling viewings, inspections. it all falls on you, the buyer, completely.
It really does put the onus entirely on the buyer.
And, you know, this framework, this weighing of benefits and risks, it applies so broadly, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, the core idea here, I think, is for any really big choice, especially high stakes ones like buying a home, you have to look past just the obvious immediate upside.
Like the commission saving.
Exactly. The sources detailed look at both benefits and risks. It sort of forces you to think holistically. You have to weigh that potential saving against, say, the potential cost of overpaying because you lacked market data.
Or getting caught in a contractual snag.
Or falling into legal traps from inexperience, yeah.
Yeah.
It's about seeing the full picture, the whole spectrum of possible outcomes, good and bad.
That's a really good way to put it. So, yeah, this deep dive, we've focused on those specific concrete benefits and risks that come up when you think about skipping a buyer's agent based on what our source material laid out.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does hammer home how important it is to understand both sides, especially for such a huge personal decision like buying property.
Absolutely. So maybe a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on.
Mm-hmm.
As you go forward, think about how this framework applies elsewhere.
Okay.
This idea of really evaluating the concrete benefits versus the concrete risks. How does that apply to other big choices in your life, maybe beyond just this topic?
Like what kind of choices?
Oh, you know, career moves, major purchases, not just homes.
Right.
Even big life changes.
Hmm.
How do you quantify those immediate potential upsides against the possible long-term downsides or hidden complexities?
That's interesting.
It's a useful lens, I think, for critical thinking, helping you move beyond the surface appeal or the surface fear, maybe, to really grasp the full landscape of any important decision you're making.